This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Drum roll, please. John Jansen's presentation of the schedule game.
What is it going to be this year? Last year, 14-3, and it took a lot of arrows because of that. Ended up, I underestimated this football team. They were a 15-2 team. They were a team that overcame so many obstacles. Playing on Thursday night, playing in Green Bay, playing on the road, cold weather. Not a lot of cold weather games, but let's see what we have this year. All right, they start off at Mighty Lambeau Field. It's a great place to start, and I love the fact that there are some division games early. Starting off with two at Green Bay and then home against the Bears, I have them winning both. They start off 2-0. And in terms of Ben Johnson, I think the Bears are going to be a better team this year. I think he's an upgrade at the coaching position. They've upgraded the offensive line. I just don't think that they have things rolling enough. Second-year quarterback, still a learning curve, a lot of new weapons for him. He's going to be protected better than a Bears quarterback has been protected, but they're not going to get the job done, at least early on in the season here, against the Detroit Lions. So we head on the road to Maryland at Baltimore. And this is where I do think there is a learning curve for John Morton. I also think there's a learning curve for Kelvin Shepard. I don't think they're ready to play the Baltimore Ravens, and I don't mean the in terms of the players not being ready. I think the game plan is not sufficient, and they come away with a loss. So they start off the first three games, 2-1 with the loss at Baltimore. Then they take on the Cleveland Browns. This will be fun. It'll be a fun game to be at home for. This is a fan base that will travel as well. There's going to be a plenty of the dog pound at Ford Field. I don't think it's going to be overwhelming, but they'll make themselves known, and it'll be nice to be able to send them back to the state of Ohio with a loss. It's what we do here in the state of Michigan. Any team that comes from Ohio, we send home with a loss.
It's a trophy game, too.
It is, yes. The mighty Edmund Fitzgerald. So we are now at 3-1. Nice start for the Detroit Lions. And then they go down to the state of Ohio, which, again, we go to the state of Ohio, and we just win. Cincinnati, Joe Burrow and that offense, they're going to score some points. There's no question about it. Their defense, even though I do believe Trey Hendrickson gets a deal done, he's still in Cincinnati. They haven't stopped anybody for years. I don't expect them to all of a sudden find something defensively that works. Jared Goff, this offense starts to find their rhythm. They go down to Cincinnati and they get a win. That's 4-1. And if I'm right, you had them losing at Cincinnati, correct?
I did.
All right. So I'm one up on you now. At Kansas City, back to back at Cincy, at Kansas City, primetime game. This is the first loss that Jared Goff will suffer to Patrick Mahomes. And it's the only loss that he'll suffer to Patrick Mahomes. Oh. I'm not going to go all the way through the playoff schedule, but this not rocket science. This will be a playoff team.
Yeah.
But they go to Kansas City, and it's there'll be some turnovers, and it's Terrion Arnold this secondary still finding a way to work together. Tyrion Arnold better, DJ Reed good, Ennis Rakestraw part of this situation. I'm not going to go through the whole personnel, but they're still finding a way to work together. There's not one thing that you look at as a deficiency and you just think it's just Patrick Mahomes doing Patrick Mahomes things, so they come away with a loss. So now they're 4-2. Come back, and they avenge the loss that they had last year. I know you mentioned that, one of two losses that they had in a regular season. One was to Tampa Bay, and they handled Tampa Bay quite easily going into the bye week. So now we're 5-2. They enjoy the bye week. They get a couple of victory Mondays. They get a chance to get healthy. Lee McNeil still not back. So they face the Minnesota Vikings coming out of the bye week, and it's J.J. McCarthy. It's an improved offensive line. He's handing the ball off. This is a run-first offense, but Tyreek Williams, DJ Reader, Aiden Hutchinson, Josh Pascal, and group handle the run game just fine. It's the pass game that really starts to get going for J.J. and Addison, Jefferson, Hockenson. It's much closer than people anticipate, but it's another win for the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
And it's Dan Campbell out-coaching Kevin O'Connell yet again.
Seen that before.
And then they are on the road to Washington. Now, this is a tough stretch, right? It's at Washington, followed up by a Sunday night game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Washington. This is a game that has been red-lettered. They didn't know when it was going to happen, but they did know it was going to happen. Focus is on Washington. They go to Washington, and they get a win. And it is Jared Goff with no turnovers. It's Amon-Ra St. Brown and J-Mo. We talked about J-Mo yesterday and his coming out party, or the most improved player on this team.
Does he throw a pass in this one?
He does not throw a pass. I don't have any passes. I'm not going to go into that big of a detail, but they light up that secondary. And Mikey Sanders still for the Washington Commanders. They come home, get a little respite, and they head back to the East Coast to face the Philadelphia Eagles. As I mentioned, stadium full of a-holes. It's a violent environment. And it is the third loss for this football team. And it's Saquon Barkley. That doesn't hurt him in the run game, but he hurts him as a receiver. They're going to have to find ways as they go through the schedule to take some losses, learn from them, and improve, because they're going to face the Philadelphia Eagles in the playoffs. I think we all know that at some point that matchup is going to happen again.
Yep.
So they're now at 7-3, having come home, and now it is absolutely running downhill. I've got him whooping the New York Giants. The Green Bay Packers at home, this will be fun. It's Thanksgiving. It's everybody's tradition. And they handle the Green Bay Packers yet again. Dominant in the division. Out of the last 20 games, you had this stat yesterday.
17-3.
They continue the dominance in division by beating the Packers at home. And then they face America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. And this is one of those matchups that really gets me excited as an offensive lineman, because defensively, this is a team that has a lot of talent, and it's obviously headlined by Micah Parsons. I can't wait to see Penei Sewell ragdoll Micah Parsons. And it's another butt whooping. They come away with another win. The LA Rams. Now, everybody wants to say, well, at some point, the Rams are going to have their number, and Matthew Stafford's going to get his win against Detroit. Not so fast, my friend. They go out there, and I don't even know if Matthew Stafford is healthy at this point. I still don't think that they've done enough to solidify that offensive line. He's a guy, yes, he can make some plays on the run, and he can make some throws at all the different arm angles, but he can't take hits like he used to. He's still going to get beat up this year. Whether he's available or not, I think the Detroit Lions go out to L.A., and they come home with a win.
10 days to prepare for that game, too. That's a good note.
11-3 at this point.
Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Pittsburgh Steelers, I pray, Aaron is their starting quarterback. Kirby Joseph, that's his boy. And he comes away with two picks in this game, yet on Aaron Rodgers. And DK Metcalf, always an issue. No matter who he's playing for, no matter who the quarterback is, DK Metcalf has a big game, but they come away with another win. And now we are sitting at 12-3 with two division games left. And what did I mention about the division already?
They own the division.
Christmas Day. Merry Christmas. You get a chance to sit down, watch our Detroit Lions, have Christmas dinner with the game on, and we're all celebrating a great holiday, a great family time, great TV viewing, and the Lions deliver a great Christmas present, and they come away with another win, 13-3. They solidify the division. Number one seed is not locked up yet, though, because what happened? They lost to Philly, and the tiebreaker goes to Philly. So they have to go to Chicago and get a win. And what happens? Ben Johnson has a great game plan. Caleb Williams is playing better. Colston Loveland comes away with a touchdown. But you know who else plays really good? And this is Jared Goff's game. Mm. Jared Goff, and I don't know if he was going to talk about, oh, it's cold. He's got tiny hands. Can't win when they need him the most. He comes through in this game, and it is Jahmyr Gibbs on the ground. It is Jahmyr Gibbs through the air. Jahmyr Gibbs is the difference in this game. You're going to see passes caught by a lot of different receivers, but they come away with another win, and they finish the regular season as the number one seed again going into the playoffs at 14-3.
Seven straight wins to close, 6-0 in the division, and a 14-win season with a tougher schedule and two new coordinators.
You heard it here first. Mark it down. Let's go. Don't be afraid. I said this last year. Don't be afraid to be great. Now, to be great, you've got to win in the playoffs and you got to win a Super Bowl. I'm not going to label this team as great, and they may be a great regular season team.
And part of the debate will be their three losses are Ravens, Chiefs, and Eagles, the Super Bowl class. Yep. Still a lot to prove, even at 14 wins.
And that's when you're going to have to prove it in the postseason. The challenge is out there. You've done it. You've done everything that Dan Campbell has said they need to do. Win the division, and then get as many home games as possible in the playoffs. Play one less game. Learn from what happened last year, and you take that into the playoffs. This team is motivated. They have great leadership from the coaching staff, from the players, and they are going to get it done.
The thing we both had in common, they dominate this division. You said 6-0, I said 5-1. Think about this. While the Lions have two new coordinators, the Bears have a whole new coaching staff. That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
And the Vikings are breaking in a brand new quarterback, which is also a big deal.
I think I did that pretty measured. I wanted to try and not to get too excited, not to talk too fast, not to talk too loud.
I think you paced it well, and we leave it to the people. I had him at 13 wins. You had him at 14 wins.
Got that same bus rolling.
We're rolling this season.
It's a diesel engine.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of smokestacks rolling downhill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.